A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I have been recording music a lot by myself for many years and just giving it away for free to just friends and family and things. And all of a sudden, I started getting lots of people asking me to play music live, and I'd never done it before. And I was worried about starting a band with musicians, because I heard that, you know, they could be rude. So I just asked my closest friends to help me start a band. We aren't very good at playing, I don't think, but my songs are very simple, so it's very easy for us. I started the band, started playing music with the band about 2.5 years ago, I think now. And we started touring a lot around Australia. It's very big, it's lots of places to play. And last year we had our first trip abroad, and we came to Europe and America. And now, yeah, we're very happy to be back in Europe again. This is our second show in Europe. The other members of the band are kind of, two of them are my oldest friends from just growing up, and one of them is my little brother. He plays bass guitar, so it's nice being able to hang out with my brother on tour and things like that. None of them are professional musicians. None of them are in other bands. My little brother, who plays bass, he really likes electronic music. Our drummer really likes pop music. Guitarist really likes heavy rock and roll. And so none of those things have any influence on the band at all. So it's very interesting, because they all really like what we play together, but it's very out of their comfort zone in terms of things that they are interested in.
Dreams, dreams.
I've always got a lot of comparisons to kind of bands with a certain DIY aesthetic from the 80s and 90s. So just homespun, home recorded, very low fidelity things. And I think if I had to lump myself with anyone, I think I'd really I find that quite flattering, because I grew up listening to a lot of things like Sebado and Daniel Johnston, people who are just making recordings at home for free for themselves and their friends, and yeah, I appreciate that. I think we're relatively known. We have one kind of major youth radio station in Australia, and I don't really listen to much modern music, so I don't listen to the radio or anything, but people are always telling me that we get played a lot on the radio, and so I think, strangely enough, we might be quite popular, but I'm not really aware of it, because that kind of thing doesn't interest me. Everything's exactly how it seems. I've always got ice cream dreams. Everything's exactly. I've never learnt to play an instrument, but I really like instruments, so my whole life I've just collected, you know, very inexpensive instruments when I find them and record them all by myself. I'm not really very good at playing any instrument in particular. I just try for the recordings and it works okay. the band and I do not practice pretty much at all, which is probably a bad thing because we're all such close friends. We see each other all the time, but we don't really need to practice because our songs are so simple. We just kind of, once we're in the same room, it just happens very organically. So I think we're lucky in that way, yeah.
Smoke in your mouth. Your day is done.
I started collecting guitars, electric and acoustic guitars, and I found a drum kit and, you know, very small keyboards from the 1980s, like really very cheap stuff, and I just record at home on cassette tapes, so it costs nothing for me to make my recordings. It's all very simple, very cheap, and I do it all by myself, so yeah. I have always written music the same way, and I will always do it, where I write by myself, and I record all the instruments myself, and I write all the parts for all the band members, and that's kind of part of the simplicity of the band, is that I can just show them a recording, and they listen and then play what's there. And I think they really like it that way too, because they don't like practicing or writing or anything like that. It's just fun to play and, you know, hang out together. So, yeah.
I will come down. Yeah. More of the same. Baby, it was more of the same. And I will make her be your horse. More of the same. Talking, it was more of the same. And I will make her be your horse. Thank you, I love that song.
People from my band like to travel a lot, so I tend to just ask people from other bands to fill in. And because my songs are so very simple, people can just pick them up straight away. Right now we have a keyboard player from quite a famous band from Australia called Major Leagues. And she's touring with us here in Europe, and she's really great. Lovely, lovely singer. My first album that came out, I think it came out in Europe maybe early last year or something. It was all not intended to be released to the public. This was just for friends. So people started thinking that I had, you know, an aesthetic musical style that was intentional. And I've got a new album coming out in a matter of weeks. In fact, it's October, early October. And I think people will find it quite different because for the first time I've actually written something intentionally for people to hear. And yeah, it's a bit slower, a bit softer. I like the idea of not repeating myself, constantly moving, yeah.
everything.